Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Kim about the quick and easy way to maximizing your leadership potential. Our guest today is the founder and CEO of the Nightingale Firm. She is also a certified coach, teacher, and speaker with the John Maxwell team. Her stellar professional career includes Johns Hopkins University, University of Miami, the State University of New York, Stony Brook, Fogarty Fellowships Abroad, Jonas Center for Nursing and Veterans Healthcare and Clinical Research Nursing at the National Institutes of Health, all before the young age of 30. Today, she is a clinical assistant professor at Georgia State University. Dr. Kim is passionate about coaching nurse leaders on how to operate confidently in their leadership and retain the nursing talent they hire. As a millennial nurse expert, Dr. Kim brings an energetic, innovative, and holistic approach to her clients. We're so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class women professionals. Dr. Kim, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was a mouthful to get out, Dr. Kim.
Sorry about that.
And that was the short version, right?
Yes, that was the short one.
No reason to apologize for your stellar professional career. You know,
thank you.
We know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dr. Kim, what is the fastest way for someone to maximize their leadership potential in a work environment?
Okay, well, I like to use what I call the 5 steps, and usually if you implement these 5 steps within 90 days, you can see an improvement in your leadership potential, and if you're really committed to the 5 steps in 90 days, you can actually see a huge difference in your leadership wherever you are. So can I give you my 5?
Of course.
Okay, so number 1, I really recommend hiring a leadership coach. Here's why. Because you need someone to keep you accountable. If you say that you're committed to maximizing your leadership potential, it's very hard to do that only from the support that you get from your organization. I always tell everyone, hire a leadership coach. Everyone thinks that a coach is the person that stands on the sidelines and yells, rah, 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 you can do this, you can do this. That's a sports coach. A leadership coach is really going to tap into why you lead the way that you do or why you behave the way that you do and help to elevate your mindset to get you to lead from a higher level. Number 2, grow personally. If you're not exercising, meditating, and taking care of yourself, you're not bringing your best to your organization. You've got to learn how to develop personally. Are you reading regularly? What are you doing to make yourself a better person? What are you doing to bring the best of yourself to your organization? Number 3, and this is my personal favorite, refine your tribe. Look around at who you surround yourself with. As our mothers used to say, birds of a feather flock together. If you are the most successful person in your team, your personal tribe, you're not going to be able to maximize your leadership potential. Number 4, connect with your team. Find ways to know who you work with, what their goals are, and figure out ways to make them feel valued for what they're able to contribute to the team. At the end of the day, people want to feel valued. They want to feel like they're there and they make a difference. You've got to figure out how to tap into that. The only way to do that is to communicate with them and connect with them and learn who they are. And last but not least, operate from a legacy mindset. If you were to leave that organization 2 years from now, 5 years from now, what do you want people to be able to say about you? Do you want them to say you just came, you did your job, and you left? Or do you want them to say, man, I missed that person. Man, they were a good leader. When you operate from that place, it makes a world of a difference.
And ladies and gentlemen, and that is the show for the day. Dr. Kim pretty much covered the whole show in one question. But since I have a few other questions, let's just pretty much kind of reiterate a lot of the things you already said. So that was a great response to a first question. My next question is, why is maximizing your leadership potential so very important in today's brutally competitive global marketplace?
Well, you have to look at, this is probably one of the most exciting times to be alive, right? We live in a world where at the click of a button, you can get information, right? You've got people that are more educated than ever before, people that have more access to education and opportunities more than ever before. I can sit here in Atlanta and do business and communicate with someone in China and not even lose sleep over it. The difference is, what we need now is leaders. There are a lot of experts running around based off of book knowledge, but they don't know how to connect with people. And that is the key distinction with the leader. How do you motivate people to not only do what they're supposed to do, but to go above and beyond what they're being asked? And so it's important that you stand out, because everybody's smart, right? You know, I had this conversation with my son this morning. Everybody's smart in their own way. But how are you going to use your intelligence to make a difference? And that's why it's so important to understand how to maximize your leadership.
Beautiful. So why do organizations today need people who understand the difference between maximizing leadership potential and management?
Well, anybody can manage. From a strictly process and outcomes perspective, anyone can follow a logarithm. If this happens, you do this. If this happens, then this is the next step. Anyone can do that. Anyone can be hired to do that. But it takes a few extra steps to learn how to lead, to learn how to motivate your team so that you don't have to follow behind them or micromanage them and get them to stick to the processes. You know, a huge difference between a manager and a leader, and I have this conversation with a lot of people. Managers are so focused on processes and outcomes that they treat people and workers like they're a casualty. They're okay with turnover rates. They're okay with losing employees. A leader says, no, I'm focused on the relationships with my employees and knowing who they are and adding value to their lives. By focusing on that, the processes and the outcomes will get done. The outcomes will be achieved. That's the difference. Managers come a dime a dozen. Someone who's willing to take the extra steps to maximize their leadership potential, that's a very rare thing.
All right. So you see here, pretty much what you're saying is mediocre is rampant, excellence is rare.
Absolutely. Okay. Too often we like to celebrate mediocrity as excellence, and they're two very different things, very different things. And I can usually spend about 10 minutes with someone's staff and figure out who's a manager versus who's a leader.
Well, Dr. Kim, as we all know, great leadership requires courage. What can one do to maximize their level of courage?
Take risks, show up. You know, I always say, even if you're scared, you do it anyway. You got to take risks. You got to see if it'll work. And you know what? If it fails, one of the things that people admire about a leader is their transparency or a willingness to be vulnerable. You know, people are so afraid to show vulnerability. It's okay to say, hey, you know what? That wasn't a good call, or I missed that. Or that didn't quite pan out the way that I wanted it to. That's my fault. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And when you understand that, you take those risks and recognize that even if this doesn't work out, even if this doesn't work out the way that I imagine for it to work out, I'm still going to take this risk and see if it can be done. Because you know what? What if it does work out? Now you've encouraged your team to take another bold step and to go on another adventure or to even push themselves in a way that they wouldn't have before. So for me, to maximize your level of courage, you've got to try and you've got to fail. And the truth is, there's no such thing as failure. You only learn. If something doesn't work, it doesn't mean don't do it. It just means don't do it that way.
I like that. No such thing as failure. You only learn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Dr. Kim, what are some of the immediate benefits of maximizing your leadership potential?
In my industry, you keep your staff. That's huge. You keep your staff. You get people that stand behind you and people that want to walk with you in whatever you're doing. So that's number one. Number two, the recognition will come, right? People will notice that there's something different. Like we just talked about, you know, maybe about 2 minutes ago, there's tons of mediocrity operating, tons of mediocrity. There is no shortage of mediocrity. But when you begin to maximize your leadership potential and pursue excellence, people take note of that. They take note of that.
Well, you know, Dr. Kim, I'm still thinking about something you said a few moments ago about today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a great time to be alive today because
mm-hmm.
you can get information at the click of a button. And when you said that
mm-hmm.
a few moments ago, I thought about how as a kid I used to have to flip through the Encyclopedia Britannica. You know,
yeah.
It seemed like each one weighed about 10 pounds. You know, you could never
That's
find
right.
the one you needed. And now all you have to do is just go to the computer. You can get the information right there at your fingertips. It's just amazing. When you really think about it, most people don't even think about it. We kind of take it for granted today. But moving
Me
on,
too.
How does maximizing your leadership potential help you in all aspects of your life?
Well, one of the things I always tell clients is you need to live how you lead and lead how you live. One of the biggest lies we tell ourselves is that there's a professional you and then there's a personal you. That's just a big lie. The reality is there's only you. And you happen to play many roles. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Whatever role we have in life, we have an opportunity to exert influence. And you need to consistently demonstrate leadership abilities and leadership qualities in every phase of your life. So for me, as a woman, I have leadership opportunities all over. As a professor, I have leadership opportunities all over. As an entrepreneur, I have leadership. I have influence. You've got to lead how you live and live how you lead. And this gets a lot of leaders in trouble. They're one way in the office, and then they're a different person outside of the office. Well, the reality is the two sides of you are always going to catch up with each other. If you lack integrity outside the office, chances are you're also lacking integrity inside the office.
Well, Dr. Kim, do you have any final thoughts about maximizing your leadership potential that you'd like to share with our listening audience today?
Absolutely. The beauty of leadership is that it can be learned. We have fallen into the trap of thinking that some people are born leaders. Well, some people may have a leg up from another person in regards to their ability to communicate and connect and read people and understand how they might be led, but it's something that can be refined all throughout someone's life. If someone says, I've reached my leadership potential, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's always room for evolution and evolving and improving and just becoming a better you. By all means, always seek to grow personally and you'll develop professionally as well.
All right. And before we bring this interview to a close, Dr. Kim, tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine.
I would see the magazine all throughout Atlanta and knew a couple of the female entrepreneurs that were featured in the magazine. And I thought, okay, this is something that's interesting. It was women business owners presented in a light that just screamed empowerment and knowledge, and it was just done so well that I thought, you know what, this is a great opportunity, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you, Dr. Kim?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kim Tweets. They can find me on LinkedIn. They can follow me on Facebook under The Nightingale Firm, or they can go to my website, www.thenightingalefirm.com, and connect with me there.
All right. Well, Dr. Kim, founder and CEO of The Nightingale Firm, Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh, all right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another awesome job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.